Good morning, it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. Hey, Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News, our daily parade of news stories. Please, if you protest, protest peacefully. We do have a few out here, but that's normal. It has nothing to do with tomorrow's protest. It's just for the show. We welcome our worldwide audience as we stream live on our Hank Facebook Live. All right, adult news. Late last night through the overnight morning for them, Israel launched attacks on Iran's nuclear and missile sites, prompting retaliation from Tehran. They did this late last night, which would be early Friday morning for them, targeting the nuclear program. They were supposed to have some talks this Sunday, and they thought, well, no need for that. And they reportedly took out top Iranian military leaders and nuclear scientists, too. So then Iran tried to counter and sent a bunch of drones their way, and evidently the Iron Dome and the like stymied all of those. So they have locked down airspaces, no flights, other countries around the area. It's kind of a mess all of a sudden right there. So, also, oil prices have surged, so get ready for that. Already starting to see them creep up at the pump, so you may want to fill up.
I paid $2.55 after I left cruise night last night because I knew I wouldn't make it to work. And on the way out of Alito this morning, it was $3.05.
What? Geopolitical fun. So there you go. Adult news as we go.
Yeah, so grown-up-y. More drama for Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Now, we heard yesterday that he spent $13,000 to remove microplastics from his system. But the real problems, well, they're still lurking. Namely, that his lady is not listening to his stellar career advice. Rumor has it the Pirates of the Caribbean star did not want Katy going into space on that Blue Origin flight. Knew that she'd get backlash and could see the entire time this may not be the best career move. We all know that she later became an astronaut went on to the space thing. And either way,
proud of her.
Yeah, she's been very busy on her world tour, spending time in his native Australia, showing their daughter Daisy the sights. And insiders are saying that they may be Splitsville.
Well, they've been, like, engaged forever, right?
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
That's not a, yeah.
I mean, when you're in a relationship for a very, very long time and nothing happens, you got to wonder.
Ken Buckner.
Stop it.
Yeah, what is,
let's get back to, unfortunately, adult news. So the large Boeing 787 air crash yesterday, which the footage is, if you haven't seen it yet, it's as bad as you think. Air India passenger plane bound for London. 242 people on board crashed pretty quickly after takeoff yesterday. This happened pretty late in the show yesterday. Remarkably, the one survivor is just a staggering story. One guy essentially walked away. There are conflicting reports that they know what seat he was in, and it was by an emergency exit. But as the plane was seemingly having problems pretty quickly after takeoff, did he use it and before the plane ever hit the ground? He doesn't remember in early reports exactly what happened. That may become clearer. But of note, someone says they were on the plane's previous flight a few hours before and documented how nothing seemed to be working electrically, like the AC, the TV monitors, and the phones. So, Boeing, more issues on that, and a horribly tragic event there. That is a massive plane to go down. And just, the airline industry is not having a good run right now. Damn.
Cher, a living legend.
Cher.
But doesn't have a whole lot of time for ridiculous romance, KB. Apparently, she's put her longtime boyfriend, Alexander A.E. Edwards, on the back burner for some other friends that need attention, too. That would be the international population of elephants.
There you go.
She wants to save the pachyderms, not to mention her son Elijah, who's getting a lot of attention as well. And this is no big deal to a lot of her closest friends. Word is A.E. was not around for her birthday. They just don't think this is a good match.
Are they engaged?
No, rumors. Yeah, oh. I mean, that was the rumor that they were engaged. And
well, who doesn't love elephants, though? You know, Cher? Yeah. I don't blame her for that. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Plus, they have great memories, so they probably remember when she was actually a thing. That's great.
And they know what he's done, and they're not going to forget.
The Grammys. No, oh, I get to do a not hard news story. Yay!
Whee!
The Grammys last night introduced, out of nowhere, a new category for next year. Best Traditional Country Album. So the current category is just called Best Country Album. Mm. It will now be called Best Contemporary Country Album. So you'll have the best Grammy going for the traditional country album and contemporary. And how they define it. This is all a Beyonce backlash. Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. They don't say it in that, but that's what it is.
Okay.
So for her winning that. So traditional country music, according to the Grammy website, I'm doing air quotes.
Okay.
Adheres to the more traditional sound structures of the country genre, including rhythm and singing style, lyrical content, as well as traditional country instrumentation, such as acoustic guitar, steel guitar, fiddle, banjo, mandolin, piano, and live drums. No word of Irish flute.
I was going to say, I noticed that.
Contemporary, by the way, remains reminiscent and relevant while also engaging in more contemporary music forms. So now nobody's going to know what to do.
I was going to say,
there's not going to be anything. So the Grammys solved that problem, didn't they?
Clarifying questions.
We're not up for either.
So there's a lot you need to raise a child. You need understanding, patience, kindness, money, and let's not forget ice cream. A brand new survey from Baskin-Robbins shows that 58% of dads will motivate their kiddos to do some chores around the house with the frozen treat and as a reward for doing something well. So we are lucky that dads are just sharing. 72% of dads eat ice cream every single week. That's just 54% of moms. But they are more likely to get a bowl for everyone. Moms are 5 times more likely than dads to eat ice cream alone. I concur with this. Get away from my ice cream.
Hiding in a closet or somewhere so nobody can see us. We're not in shame. We just want to be left alone. It's okay. Well, the teaser came out. And Rick Moranis, Bill Pullman, and soon to be 99 years old, Mel Brooks.
What?
Will return for Spaceballs 2. Might be called The Schwartz Awakens. And it'll be coming out in 2027. So, I don't know if anybody ever saw the first Spaceballs. It was all over HBO when you had it in the late 80s and early 90s. But it was a Star Wars spoof. And they finally, after all these years, will coming. And Rick Moranis, too, coming back. Because he hasn't been in anything in a while. In real Spaceball news, the killer asteroid that we talked about this a couple months ago originally had a 3% chance of hitting us in 2032. They've lessened that. But they just moved up the odds that it may hit the moon. We're close to 5% at this point. Yeah, a 4.7% chance, NASA and scientists say, of a lunar impact with this asteroid that's going to be flying through in 2032.
Like those odds.
They do say, even if it happens, though, it's not big enough to alter the moon's orbit. But I think we've all seen movies about that. Spaceballs included. I don't know. With the headlines today, you maybe just directed a little bit back to us. I feel better at that point.